welcome to Start, Sit, Cut, our beginning of the week mini episode. I'm one of your hosts, Knox McCoy. Joining me as always, with incontrovertible proof that the NFL is scripted, it's Jason Waterfalls. You know what I'm talking about, because you watched that Sunday night game. I'm not saying one of us here live bet it at the Chiefs to cover 22.5 when they were up a lot of points and Zach Wilson was on the other sideline, but maybe that person did. And then maybe that person was like, why is this 23-20 at the end of this game? There's no way. There's just no way that this game exists in reality when the Chiefs started like that. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no reason that should have been a close game except that there's a script.
So you heard Chris Collinsworth say the Chiefs are absolutely rolling at this point, and you said live
that
bet.
Literally might have been when I pulled the trigger on the bet. I'm not even lying.
And they were to that point. I mean, it was not even close. Hey, we have to ask ourselves, is Zach Wilson good?
No, he's not. That's what is happening here? This is ridiculous. Why did, like, all the stars are out and everything? I've watched Hard Knocks. We've watched the NFL. There's no reason why Zach Wilson and the Jets should score points, but they did against the Chiefs. And it's because it was in primetime. It was because Taylor Swift was there. It's because people wanted to pay attention to this game. Because if that game got to 38-0, no one's watching, you know? But because it stayed close, people are watching. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like the NFL is making me a conspiracy theorist right now.
I'm wondering if it's because Donna Kelsey was there and Zach got inspired by Donna. You know what I mean?
I didn't see this because my attention was in and out. But I did see online that supposedly Jake from State Farm was watching with Donna Kelsey.
At the Eagles game for Jason, to support Jason, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Which is really interesting because Travis Kelsey is the one in the State Farm commercials, but Jake from State Farm was in Philadelphia at the Eagles game with Donna Kelsey.
Now, Donna, let's give respect to Donna. She's also in the State Farm commercials, right? She's also a co-star.
Maybe Jake from State Farm.
Are you saying Donna Kelsey shouldn't get paid as much as Travis Kelsey for being in State Farm commercials?
Honestly, at this point, she should probably get paid double what they're all making. But alas, here we are. Maybe Jake from State Farm went to the Sunday night game as well with Donna. Maybe they flew on the State Farm private jet.
Do you think? Okay, so you know, you've got two kids. I've got three kids. It's not a competition. I just want to say that it's not.
But I mean, if you make two really good, you don't need a third. You know what I mean?
It's a fair point. If both of your kids go professional, like become professional athletes, okay, and they're obviously making a lot of money, is it understood?
Well, maybe not my daughter, unfortunately. But
you don't know.
We can get into unequal pay, except for the U.S. Open in tennis at a different time.
See, maybe she's doing that, and maybe she's just like destroying. Maybe they're like Serena Williams, who. And then, like, I'm not going to say your daughter's name, but, like, insert name, Waterfalls, here, right? Like, everybody just understood. Like, that was expected. But, like, if they're both professional athletes making a lot of money, is it understood that you and Miss Waterfalls get, like, a little piece of that? Like, get, like, a percentage?
We better.
Or, like, a one-time payment? Like, does that conversation need to happen up front and be like, here's just what this is
going to
be, okay?
Oh, no, it's not going to happen up front. I'm going to expect a very specific number as a percentage post-tax.
Yeah.
They pay the tax. They hand it to me under the table. Okay. I don't want any tax fraud situations, but I'm just saying maybe there's reverse inheritance laws out there that we can figure out how to get in on. And then if that number's not hit, stuff's going to get leaked. You know what I mean?
Is this like a Greatest Showman situation where you guys start negotiating while you're singing and dancing and like one of you starts at like 15, one of you starts at 2% and like you meet at 8 or something? Like, what are we thinking right now?
I'm going to be like, listen, you grew up in the era where my camera could take pictures and videos with absolutely no resistance at all. Mm-hmm. This stuff is getting leaked to TMZ if this number doesn't increase. It's up to you.
Yeah, they were like, I was 6. I was 6.
Yeah, but you look like a moron when you're freaking out because you spilled your milk.
Let's let the court of public opinion decide like whether or not that was problematic or not. Yeah, I think that's why people embezzle, like parents embezzle money, because they were just like, oh, I thought you knew. Like, I raised you. Of course I'm taking a little bit of this.
Honestly, if they both make it, here's what I'm thinking. I just don't want to have to work, and I want to be able to golf. So it's just those two things. I don't need a luxurious life on top of that, but just help me with those two things, and we're good.
I like it. I like it a lot. Well, let's go ahead and get to Starts to Cut. Obviously, we spent this weekend in Atlanta at the live show. I don't know what it sounds like to you or to everybody else. I lost my voice yesterday. I woke up and it was real. It did the real deep but also squeaky kind of move. So we're rehabilitating right now. You know, this sounds better. Got some tea going on, stuff like that. But I feel like that's a good sign if you lose your voice after a live show. You know,
yeah, that's a great sign. Maybe there was some yelling in the lobby when we were eating incredible brisket as well.
Yeah.
So thanks to Chris for that. But I think that's okay, man. That's a wonderful. It was an awesome live show.
That's a good call because, like, as we do Starts to Cut, you're going to start with your first one, but I think we probably will both start. Indy, who works with us at the podcast, her husband Chris made brisket. I don't know if they officially call it Crisket or if that's just like a joke.
If they don't, it is a huge miss.
It's a huge, but the brisket was not. The brisket was incredible.
The mac and cheese was incredible as well.
Nobody was talking about the mac and cheese.
I talked to him a lot about it.
Well, because I felt weird. Because if you're like, hey, I know I'm here for the brisket, but let's talk about this mac and cheese. That feels disrespectful to Chris and the Crisket and the brisket. But the mac and cheese was also elite.
You have to understand that Crisket is a meal that was served. Okay. Mm-hmm. It included brisket. But the reason that it is Crisket is the idea that it's got these amazing sides as well. It's an ensemble. Like Crisket is the Avengers. Brisket was Thor, or, you know, probably Thor. I'd say probably the best.
Okay. Can I yes and that? I'm not saying I don't respect your analogy that you just made. I think it was really good. I also have one that I would like to bring to the table. I feel like the brisket was like Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. Great. Hall of Famers, obviously. But you know why that worked? The offensive line, the Cowboys offensive line in the mid-90s, they're what made it work. And that mac and cheese, oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so good. Okay, so what are you starting this week? What are you doing?
All right, this week I'm going to go a little bit different than maybe you think I was going to go. These people have not been on my radar a ton, but Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud, both rookie quarterbacks, both in the AFC South, are very, very fun to watch, and I think are really good. Now, CJ Stroud's putting up actually legendary numbers, as a matter of fact, has still 151 passes without an interception, something along that line. The next to start your career, the next closest is like 102. That's incredible. The Colts aren't no shade to Gardner Minshew. He's played pretty well, as a matter of fact. But when Anthony Richardson's on the field, you don't know what's going to happen from a big arm and from a running perspective. He really, really does look the part, and I'm actually incredibly impressed. So for my start this week, I'm going with two rookie quarterbacks in the AFC South. It's just been really quality football watching them play.
You know, I love the subtle shade at Bryce Young for not even making this conversation.
Did you find our bet? I'm gonna have to go look it up if you haven't.
I did not. I need to look it up. I need to go back in show notes and figure it out.
It's bad for you, right?
It's not. You know you've lost. It's already over. It's just like, what were their particulars, you know? So we talked a little bit about C.J. Stroud last week, and I think we told the people that C.J. Stroud to win Offensive Rookie of the Year was plus 750. That's a great bet. C.J. Stroud is now the favorite, plus 175. Our heat was so fierce on this that we moved the line in Vegas. I'm kidding. Everybody talked about
it. No, hold on. We moved the line. You moved the line in Vegas by bringing it up at plus 750 because immediately after the show, you and I both responsibly gambled on that. And immediately after recording, we hadn't even put out the episode. We both got it at plus 450. We didn't even get it at plus 750, which is what it was during recording.
That's how we give to the people first. Give to the people first. And then
but I hadn't watched Bryce. Oh my gosh, Bryce Young's still in my mind. It's fine. It's definitely not my bet that I'm losing. I hadn't watched CJ Stroud yet, so I took some time to get some of the offense plays. That game seemed pretty terrible to watch holistically, with the Steelers regressing terribly. But CJ Stroud played really, really well and is fun to watch. Now, you'll remember that was my number one quarterback in the draft. But I've spent no time with him. I just thought that was not going to be a great team. I just thought that he was going to take some time to adapt. But both those guys are just extremely fun to watch.
See, I don't think Anthony Richardson is good. I mean, he's fine. I think he's so raw. I think that's coach. Coach is great. Shane Steichen. I think he's a. I heard people saying that. And I was like, maybe. I think he's legit a great coach. And also, you know, we'll do accountability later. Mini accountability. Jonathan Gannon in Arizona. He's got them playing pretty hard. I thought that guy was a clown bozo without face clown paint, you know? So kudos to him.
Can I tell you, it might be Josh Dobbs covering up. He might still be a bozo. I'm not sure.
Okay, let's get Josh Dobbs out of there and see what's up and see what's happening right
now. Or let's make Josh Dobbs the starter full time, and then that makes whatever his name is in Arizona look even smarter.
Do you know the only way this is screwed up, the C.J. Stroud to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, the only thing that screws this up is this freaking Puka Nacua. It's the most fun name in the world to say. It is.
So my son is obsessed with fantasy. We're in like a family fantasy, whatever, with the, with a couple uncles. Are you playing? No. Okay, we're not allowed in the same league. And he checks his team. He knows so much about so many people. But we both missed on Puka Nacua from this perspective. We've been on him since week one and like understanding that he's really good. Did you know that he scored his first touchdown of the season yesterday?
I did not know that.
I would have thought.
That's what this is about?
This has all been yards. His first touchdown in the NFL was yesterday. I would have thought he had seven.
I did too. I thought he was the next Jerry Rice. I'm terrified. And he is. He's got the second best odds. So, Puka Nacua, I love you. I love your name. I love your story. Don't do this.
Don't do this.
Okay?
Now's not the time. Next year.
No one here on this show officially is hoping that you like tweak a hammy. No one's hoping that. I just want to say that.
Don't do
I
this.
I'm getting out on the... It's on the record, officially.
It's bad juju for CJ.
We hope.
Pass number one next week is going to be an interception because you're doing this.
Why is this bad to hope someone has full health and doesn't compromise their potential offensive rookie of the year odds? I hope he doesn't hurt a hamstring in a very non-threatening way.
I hope votes get split between him and Bijan Robinson, and then CJ comes out on top. That's what I'm hoping for.
I hope he has a really bad
hangover. That's a healthy way to do it.
Yeah, well,
what is your start this week?
I'm going to start. So, I think we talked a little bit in the second weekly episode last week about the Drew Holiday trade with the Blazers and the Dame. I mean, I call it the Drew Holiday trade. I didn't call it the Dame trade. That's just like the Dame.
No, I don't know. That was a big haul for Dame. You know what I mean?
It was a lot.
Now, once you do why you're starting him, the thing that comes out here, you might be correct. This ends up being the Drew Holiday trade.
Yeah, so he we mentioned he was going to get spun somewhere else. That ended up being the Celtics. I was hoping just for competitive reasons that he would be sent there, not like OKC or something like that. But I'm glad he went there. Not because I'm a fan. I'm just interested in big teams playing big time basketball. So I like the trade. I want to start that. But I think more than that, I want to start. People naming their kids Drew and spelling it like Drew Holiday spells his name. Because when I was thinking about it, it's one of those names where, like, when you write it down, it starts to look crazy to you. You're like, whoa, what are these letters? What is this conglomeration of sounds and words and consonants? Like, I don't understand this. But like, when you just look at it objectively, I think this Drew makes more sense than the traditional D-R-E-W. Because that doesn't seem like a standalone name. It's either an Andrew or like, I don't know, another one, like Drusa Victorious or something. I don't know if that's what like a name people do. I just think I want people to embrace Drew. And if you do, spell it J-R-U-E. And I think that's a great way to go about your business.
Do you realize that Drew, the way that he spells it, is two letters away from Ja Rule?
Whoa. I did not make that connection, but that's an even better reason.
So the question is his real first name Ja Rule, and short for Ja Rule is Drew?
But okay, my only question is Ja Rule canceled though? Because didn't he have like a big role in Firefest and like that wasn't good? It was clear, like,
if he's canceled for something besides Firefest,
disavow. Full disavow.
But if it's just Firefest, he got manipulated by that guy just as much as we did. Okay. He was a victim. He was a victim in that.
So that was a spin zone. Can I double spin zone here? Yeah. I think if you got the people who got victimized at Firefest should have gotten victimized.
Correct.
They deserved it. Okay. You got what was coming to you. Sorry. Sorry you're stupid. Right.
Yes. That's correct. It didn't look fun to get what was coming to you. But
Charles Darwin probably had a big old laugh. This is exactly what I was talking about when I wrote my famous book, Species Stuff. Okay, what's your
Species Stuff? by Chuck Darwin. All right, this week I'm sitting the Dolphins, and I'm not sitting them because they're bad. I don't know how you go from that offense to only scoring 20 points unless, you see what I'm doing here? Unless the Bills' defense is really good and had several key injuries. So how good could they really be? Because the Bills' offense looks incredible, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the Dolphins. Going from 70 points to 20, I understand that you used a lot of your energy against the so good Denver Broncos.
Right.
But maybe you hold back to like 60, 50, and save some of those for next week when you're playing the Bills. I don't know. Does that sound crazy to you? But they only put up 20 points, and they gave up a ton of points. I just think it looked like a weird... They don't look like the same team from week to week, and I'm not actually giving all the credit to the Bills' defense. Obviously, the Bills are much better than the Broncos, but they all of a sudden couldn't be the team that they were 1 week ago, and I thought that that was really weird. So I'm just sitting them. I'm not cutting them. We enjoy watching them. It's extremely fun football to watch, but something was a little off
this,
there.
This is like election night where you're just like, hey, it's too close to call. We don't know what they are yet. You know, let's just let all the
no
polls
politics on the show, please. I know you do that a lot on your other show.
That's my fault. I apologize. Did you see Trump? Someone asked him, would you rather be eaten by a shark or electrocuted? Do you know what he said?
I'm surprised he could understand the question. What did he say?
He said electrocuted. That is insane to me. I would... Wait.
What do you mean that's insane to you?
Just like electrocuted
to death?
Yeah, to death. Yeah. That's how he would want to die.
Bitten by a shark or eaten by a shark? Like
eaten by a shark.
You're
I
gone.
Think was the it's what I read. I didn't
watch
it.
I'd rather be electrocuted. Oh, no. You'd rather be eaten by a shark?
Yeah, I feel like that's fast and that's easy.
But that's not going to be fast, man. A shark plays with its food.
A shark does not. There's no scientific evidence of that. You're insane for saying that. I love the confidence with which you said. So,
dude, I know a lot about sharks.
If you put goggles
in
the ocean.
I have a healthy respect for sharks. I do not like the beach because of sharks.
This guy sees Shark Week one time and he thinks he's an expert. He's a sharkologist. Like, so if I go into the water and I'm watching sharks, he's like batting around seals in his food, like playing with food a little bit before he eats it. That's crazy.
Sharks literally flip seals with their tails to kill them and then eat them. Maybe that's whales. I don't know.
We don't know.
That might be orcas. I've gone too far for this bit. Listen, I do.
You act like you've never watched The Meg with Jason Statham, and it's embarrassing.
Or Meg 2. Coming to DVD soon. Not a sponsor.
I want to see in the theater. I'm gonna be that.
Did
guy.
You see the clip of the Australian newscasters, and then they showed this shark highlight?
No.
And it's the biggest great white you've ever seen in your life. And even the Australian newscasters were like, they cut back to them and then they went like from one anchor to the other anchor. And they're both just sitting there with their mouths open. And like, they're like, well,
crikey.
Yeah, they're like, I'm never nice going in the water thing. Again.
Is that your Australian?
I was trying to do it while you were doing yours. It was just as good as yours. Whatever.
Yeah. The noise would cover it up. Two things on your Dolphins thing. I think you're right. I think
we just talked about whales and sharks during a Dolphins take. Did
never
you connect that?
Made that connection.
Look
never
at us, made that connection. Professionals.
I feel like the Dolphins were not trying to score that many points. They were like, we're just running the ball in our offense, and you're not tackling us. That's not my fault.
Against
the Broncos. Yes. I do think if you're looking for the common denominator, when Justin Fields throws for, what was it, 330? Against your team that just gave up 70 points, I think your defense sucks, sir. Sean Payton. I think you are not good at coaching defensive football, sir.
We need to do like a segment. We need to do like a full journalistic breakdown of coaches going away and coming back because...
Yeah, it's not good.
This team's not good for the record. I'm not blaming everything on Sean Payton. This just might not be a good team. But
it's not, but don't start talking like S word about Nathaniel Hackett before you know this. That's what you do when you're 9-0 and you're like, yeah, what's up, dog? I did listen, even though the Dolphins lost, Mike McDaniel still won because did you see like the clip of the Sean McDermott when he's like, great job, I respect the F out of you or whatever? It's like, I just like this guy. It might be so performative and I'm getting manipulated, but I still like him so much. He's my favorite.
We don't know anybody that is, we don't know anybody that doesn't like Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, 100% approval rating. If you're out there and you don't comment. We don't care.
Well, I'm like, okay, let's just leave it to the other 31 head coaches.
Yeah.
Nobody has beef with Mike McDaniel.
No, how could you? How could you? It's preposterous. Well, speaking of the other 30-whatever coaches in the NFL, I want to sit. I think it's time to sit Bill Belichick.
Oh, boy.
I think it's time to sit him. He feels like the old person driving on the road. And they're veering, or they're going like 30 and a 70, you know? And you're like, maybe back in the day, you used to be like a really good driver, but I don't think you have it anymore. I don't think it's it. After Tom Brady leaves, it's Cam Newton, it's Mac Jones. And the thing is, I don't even blame Mac Jones. I feel like he's broken now. And I feel like in an alternate reality, if the Niners draft Mac Jones, he's doing exactly what Brock Purdy's doing right now. But because they saddled him with Matt Patricia and because they saddled him with no skill position players on offense, I feel like he's just a terrible quarterback. He's going to be out of the league soon. But I think, I mean, I don't think you disrespect a legend and fire him midseason like this, but there's no way he returns next season. Do you agree with that?
I don't.
You think, he comes back next season?
I think he's going for total wins, and I don't think he's going to get it this year. He's still behind Don Shula. I think
Bob Kraft was pretty clear of, like, if we're not in the playoffs or contending very fiercely, we're going to make a change.
It's not Bob Kraft's decision.
I mean, it's his team, so I think it is. I think it is. This is a man who flies to Florida to get a, quote, massage. I think he is – okay, I was going to make a – he's not afraid of bold strokes, but, like, I didn't intend to make that joke that way. You know what I'm saying? But it just came out in the wash like that, so.
I just don't want any of this to come back on Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien came in. He's trying his best. Mm-hmm. Mac's terrible. I'm not going to do a full breakdown of why I think Brock Purdy is better. I actually think that Mac would be better in Kyle Shanahan's system. I think a million quarterbacks would be. I think Brock's better than Mac Jones in the NFL, period. Mac Jones has like angry, spoiled brat Eli Manning face.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he knows what's going on out there.
But I think it's because he got saddled with a bozo as an offensive coordinator last year. So he's like, why are you doing this to me? This is my one chance here, you know?
Yeah, but if you're starting to take a look over the last few seasons, there's one common denominator, and that is Mac Jones.
Bill Belichick.
That's,
I agree.
No, it's Mac Jones. It's not the rotating cast of offensive coordinators. And Bill Belichick, I think that he had the game is passing by in a way that it's like he's not having his coordinators play the same game that he used to or something like that. It seems like it's a coaching situation, which backs up your point for the record.
There's a brain drain. There's 100% brain drain. Also, I think he has his son is, I don't know if he's the de facto defensive coordinator or he's in the mix.
Sure.
And there's I don't know if it's a nephew or a son, or another son. That's not a good sign, you know?
I mean, okay, I get it. On the other hand, if Greg Popovich in San Antonio started doing stuff like this, like they've actually earned it. I don't care if they nepo hire. I don't care if they bring their buddies back in to be co-offensive coordinators in a situation where you have a quarterback that's probably at best a backup quarterback in the NFL. And you put all these situations, Bill Belichick has earned it. And that's why I just don't imagine that Bob Kraft's going to be like, hey, this is enough. We need you to go ahead and step down so we don't have to fire you. I think Bill goes
like
as long as Bill wants
to bet on it. Does Bill Belichick coach over 0.5 games for the New England Patriots next season?
Yes, over.
All right. Well, stake bet.
Okay. Stake bet official.
Speaking of coaching Nepo babies, do you know what Brennan Carroll's up to right now? Remember Brennan Carroll, Pete Carroll's awesome son? Unless he's problematic, then disavow. I don't remember.
The way you were saying awesome sounded really sarcastic and that he was already canceled.
No, I thought he was hilarious. I thought he was like super hilarious.
Oh no, what did he do? I don't know anything about
him. He didn't do it. No, I don't know that he did anything. I'm just saying if he did.
What did he do bad? Why are you bringing him up? You love him? You're a huge fan?
No, I'm just like, do you remember what he's up to? Do you know what he's up to right now?
I don't even know who he is.
You know Brennan Carroll. Don't act like you don't. We've texted about this. I can't believe you're doing to me like this, man.
I'm not kidding.
You know, Woody would never do Buzz like this, which is another thing I want to sit, the Toy Story telecast.
Hold on. We'll get to the Toy Story telecast. What did Brennan say? What did Brennan Carroll?
No,
I'm not
going to
tell
you about it.
Did he coach with
Pete? I'm not doing this. I'm not engaging with someone.
I'm not kidding. Come on. I'm being nice. I'm not kidding. What did he do that was funny in the past? I honestly, the moldy coffee has taken this out of my brain. I'm not doing a bit.
I'm not proving a negative to you right now. If you won't respect yourself enough to remember Brennan Carroll, I'm not going to.
All I can think about is Stepbrothers and Brennan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a similar vibe. You know, it's just like a big, goofy Labrador Retriever coaching with his dad, and his dad's like not into it. He's the offensive coordinator at Arizona, University of Arizona now.
Oh, wow.
And he's got a haircut. That's what I'll say. He's got a haircut. You know, it's an interesting facial hair and haircut choice.
He kept it close against your Washington Huskies.
He did. Yeah,
so is that the bit we'll you're doing about, right now?
We'll talk about that in accountability. I can't believe you, man. I can't believe you.
I don't know who this is.
Fighting people by myself here. I'm like Jon Snow fighting the other army. I'm
don't get me wrong. I'll fight the guy. I just don't even know who he
galloping.
Is.
You're pretending like you don't know what I'm talking about. Ridiculous. Also, since we're here, you already insulted me this morning because I like Dasani, and that's a trivia question I had to answer. And like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing?
This was not a shot. That was a shot. And that was cemented.
So I want to set the Toy Story telecast. Listen, I don't mind the shot. I was fine with it. People were getting like really upset. Like, how dare you? This is serious. What's the point of this? Take some chances. Take a risk. I don't care. I love it. I just,
I showed you the hockey one. You hadn't seen the hockey one before.
Yeah, it was in this Toy Story manifestation looked pretty similar. And I just think if you're going to lean in, don't barely lean in. Like, do the whole thing. Let's get Tim Allen here. Let's get Tom Hanks here. Let's do, you know, I'm trying to think of the guy. Oh, Ned Beatty. I think he died. Dead or alive, Ned Beatty. I think he's dead.
Ned Beatty. Wow.
Yeah.
Warren Beatty? Is that Warren Beatty's dad?
I mean, I'm sure they're related, right? They have to be related.
Bullworth?
I just don't know in what way.
Dick Tracy?
Yeah, that's Warren, but I don't know about Ned. He was the dude. I don't know how to describe. He was the guy in The Deliverance that the bad thing happened to.
Didn't see the movie. You know what I mean?
But he was also the villain in Toy Story 3. But it's like, really go after it.
Ned Beatty was the big bear?
Yeah, Lotso Huggin' Bear.
Oh, man, that was a scary movie. That was a...
Ned Beatty was Lotso Huggin' Bear. Ned Beatty is dead. Rest in peace. It's been a couple years.
R.I.P.
The loss is still fresh, you know?
I feel like we haven't...
Did you watch any of the Toy Story telecast? I could not get it in my hotel room when I was preparing to leave.
It was on the ESPN Plus app. I did watch some of it when I was at the airport when I first turned it on, and the Wi-Fi, the 5G, LTE, whatever was going on was not very strong. When I first turned it on, the claw brought the ball in, placed it down. That. Okay, you love that, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then they were approximately on the 50-yard line. The ball scooted on the ground to itself by itself over to like the 5-yard line, and then the play ran off in the background.
Okay.
While we just stared at the ball on the 5-yard line, so there was a glitch there.
No issues there. I love it. Okay. It's part of the deal, you know.
So I turned that off and got a bacon, bacon, cheese, and egg. Oh my gosh, egg, cheese, and bacon, cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Thank you. Thank you. I don't say that differently. I just messed up in the moment. I want that on the record. I don't have a different take. Croissant. It was delicious at the airport. And then I turned it on later. I got in line in Southwest line, which is the appropriate way to load a plane. It's so efficient and so great. And it's not like, hey, line up in this line. And then we pull this tethered thing over. And then, oh, you can't come in this line because you're not priority. You know, so yeah. It's the best way to
just pay for the early bird. The end.
Boom. You know? Yep. And some guys were watching it next to me, but we ended up not both streaming it and watching on one phone because it was so weak and we were pulling from each other's bandwidth, we thought. So we're basically best friends now, but it got better. It did. It was fun. The kids watched it here at the house, and I asked them to break down what they liked and what they didn't like about it.
Okay.
They liked Slinky Dog, but not for the best reason, is that when there's a penalty, Slinky Dog would back that butt up. Okay. So that...
Whoa. All right. Let's go. Now I'm back in. Okay.
Yeah. So that was pretty hilarious to watch. But they said they liked it. But there's no like... You don't really get a feel for who's who. So you're like, who is making this play? But it was good. I like the shot. I definitely like the shot. But it's kind of interesting. I want to see baseball like this. I feel like baseball and animated graphics and all the different stuff they could put on the screen and the field, because it's such a slower game...
Yeah,
I feel like they'll be able to do more, and they're using the same technology as tennis. Dad voice. So they're using that like eagle eye technology because they've only got one chip on their shoulder pads, each one of the players. So the rest is done by the camera system that is the same that's used in tennis. And I feel like at baseball, they'll be able to do that really well because they already use it for pitches. And then if they could use that for players as well, I think that baseball is going to be a very, very cool application of this technology.
I want to see. Let's go down the sideline and check in with Sid, who is going to tell us like what Trevor Lawrence was thinking with that last pass. You know, like let's incorporate some elements. It's all I'm asking.
You know? Young Sheldon, but Disney version.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Let's go for it. Young Sheldon universe. Okay, what are you cutting this week?
Unfortunately, my friend, I'm cutting you because you came off stage after a brilliant live show, and it seemed like all you wanted to do was make me more and more nervous about the Notre Dame game that I was watching, that you were on my side, for the record.
I was, financially and just like, you know, spiritually.
And Christiana was there as well. And then I don't know if Andre Three Sacks just got under your skin and was just like prodding you to prod at me.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, I gave Madison a lot of crap during the Georgia game. So all of this was warranted from you and from Madison and from Andre. I kept checking in with Madison to make sure she was okay.
Right.
Then when SMA did score, you got very excited and I loved that. So
yeah,
I'm cutting. I don't know if you were just nervous as a Notre Dame fan as well, which you clearly
incredibly
are.
Nervous.
Okay.
Now, okay. You, let's just clarify for the listener. You were lightly condescending towards her.
Is allegedly. That fair? Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly.
It was Auburn. It was warranted.
Right. It was. After I got off the stage, and again, live shows are fugue events for me. Fugue state events. I don't remember things I said. When I was talking to Ashley last night, I was like, I remember Jason and I said something on stage and we both laughed and it was very funny to me and it was not scripted. And I don't remember what that was. I have no idea.
I don't remember what that was either, but it was hilarious. Whatever. You said something under your breath on the mic and it just got me.
No clue. No memory of that. But I do remember getting into the dressing room, watching the end of Notre Dame, Duke, and how I was coping because I'd been skunked. I was 0 for that day. So I needed this bet to hit. I coped by counting all the defenders on the field.
There's
nothing wrong with that. Okay. That's just.
You were like, Hey Jason, look, we're doing it. All 11. Every play.
It's just the 2-point conversion is very important when you had the 5.5 and, you needed the points, you needed the points. So, that was a big moment. I accept that, you know.
What is your cut this week?
I want to cut, if you did watch the Sunday night game or if you just paid attention to social media, evidently Brittany Mahomes is now going to become best friends with Taylor Swift.
No, and absolutely not.
It's not even like I don't want good things for Brittany Mahomes. It's just the world cannot allow this to happen because she cannot gain more power and fame and notoriety. Okay, it's going to have a bad effect on Taylor Swift. I don't know what Sophie Turner's deal is, but I don't feel like that's going to be healthy for her. The world does not need a more megaphoned Brittany Mahomes at all, period.
The best tweet I saw, Jeff Eisenbrand, I don't know if this person is canceled already or what, but it was Taylor leaning over to Brittany saying, "Why does your husband keep throwing to the other team and not Travis?"
It's interesting. You know, people are asking. People
I liked when Taylor was like, Brittany was like trying to engage Taylor a ton. And then Taylor was like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then like looked around and like moved closer to Ryan Reynolds. Like,
yep.
Ryan, this is up to you now. You got to get me out of this situation.
Yeah. Somebody handle this person. I don't even know who she is. I do like when, so Ashley was there in the room with Ro and I when Sunday Night Football was coming on. And I was like, hey, Taylor's going to be here tonight. She was like, oh, I'm watching. This is like the first time I've ever sat and watched with you. And then when Ryan Reynolds show up, Ro and I both exploded with excitement. I was like, this is the way to do it. Just like show these celebrities going to the games. I'm invested now because Ryan Reynolds and betting, but now she's invested because of Taylor Swift. I love it. This is great. Let's keep doing this.
Blake Lively was there. Hugh Jackman. There was another person with them that my brother thought was Sergio Perez.
Okay.
That was Sean Levy, the director. Wow. So.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. So Sean Levy did the blue shirt movie guy. What the heck's that movie called?
Oh, yeah,
called?
He did.
He did the Netflix Ryan Reynolds Free Guy. And then he did the Netflix, the Adam Project, which that kid's now like Percy Jackson or somebody. But that kid's absolutely hilarious. And then my buddy Grayson thought that it was Doug Flutie. And I was like, hey, guys, it's way boringer than either of those guesses. It's Sean Levy. Maybe wow. Levy. I don't know.
Grayson thought that was Doug Flutie, the guy with the cue ball haircut and like hipster glasses.
After my brother thought that it was Checo Perez.
Okay.
Rolling with this group to a Sunday night football game.
Right.
I don't know if Grayson was doing a bit or not, but I thought the bit was pretty funny. Whether it was intentional or unintentional on the Doug Flutie guess.
I'm going to say it's intentional. And the humor quotient on that is through the roof. That was incredible. That's an incredible call. Okay. Do you want to do some accountability really fast as we wrap up here?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. What you got? What you got to say sorry about?
I am sad of what happened with the USA Ryder Cup.
Mm.
More stories are going to come out. There was a beef between Rory McIlroy and Joe Lacava on the green. We got S-pumped. That's all that actually occurred. We got S-pumped. Zach Johnson, I think his role is going to be at Max as a vice captain, assistant captain, whatever they're called.
If I walked into Quiznos and he was there, working in a managerial place, I would be like, oof, I don't know about this. I don't know if I trust
this. I don't know. That might be where I trust him the most, right? Like he runs a tight Quizno. The pepper bar is fully stocked and clean. I can't say that about every Quiznos. So U.S. Ryder Cup, I put some money on them, and they did not come through for me. It ended up getting kind of exciting at the beginning of the day on Sunday. Like, what if this could be the most incredible comeback of all time? Spoiler alert, it was not, and it was not close, unfortunately. So I need to take some accountability for thinking that they were going to actually win, when allegedly they didn't really prepare, and the European team did prepare. So that's going to be my first accountability. Hand up on that one for me.
I'm going to do – so I had we talked about it, Washington in the points. It's a wagon. They were not a wagon this weekend, spoiler alert. And I even told you at breakfast Saturday. I was like, I'm reading and seeing some weird stuff about this Washington thing. I feel like it's a stay away, but we're going to stay on it anyway.
What's the big deal? Like, what's going to happen? Brennan Carroll, who I definitely know who that is, the offensive coordinator for Arizona. I have no idea who that is.
I'm so upset with this bit. This is the not most a bit. Thing. This You're going to have to maintain bit. This for the rest of your life, and I will lose respect for you if you do not. I also need to take accountability on Auburn, because this Auburn-Georgia game, how long have I been talking about how this is going to be a weird game? This is going to be one of those weird, sneaky games.
Long time.
And then I went and I bet against every single thing I said. I was like, Georgia big, Georgia first half, Georgia second half, all this stuff.
Everything you were saying didn't make sense, but you ended up being right.
Yeah, because Auburn doesn't make sense, dog. Auburn's the island in Lost. Nothing makes sense here. And once you realize that and embrace it, now it begins to make sense. And right when I'd gotten at that kind of epiphany, I walked away. And I was like, I'm just going to disregard. So that's my fault.
Another one for me is the Bengals. I do not know what to do with this team. There are several teams in the NFL that I don't know what to do with. But this team, my goodness, every time you think they're back, Joe Burrow is clearly hurt. We don't even need to talk about that anymore, because everyone, including us, is talking about it every week. Sit the man for 3 weeks and let's just see if he can come back healthy. But they go and they play teams and they beat them and they beat them bad. And then they go and they play teams and they lose. They lose bad. And then that team either lost terribly the week before or loses terribly the week after. I can't get a hold on them at all, but I bet them and they lost.
My last one, I want to do myself, because back in the day, I used to be obsessed with baseball, and I know I still have memorized all these stats of like home run leaders, hit leaders, stolen bases, like season records, all this stuff. I know the season has wrapped up. I don't know. So of the six division winners, I'm not even talking about wild cards. Honestly, I've forgotten how that works. I don't know that I can tell you. Are you familiar with who's won each division? Do you know enough? Like, I feel like I know that I saw the Astros won, so I know that one. And I think that's the AL Central. Other than that, I think the Braves won the East, and I don't know any other ones.
I know the Orioles and the Braves won.
Okay, so listeners Orioles come up, won the AL East.
Yeah, we had some listeners come up to me and be like, hey, you all need to do baseball segments, and specifically I want you to talk about the Orioles. And I said, do me this. DM us. And tell me what an interesting Orioles take is.
Okay.
And they're like, what if we rate the hottest Orioles in order? And then you all snake draft the hottest Orioles. And I'm like, that's totally fine. That's content
that's
we can
better.
Use. That's
better.
That's better. But that being said, I think I'm going to be in on the Orioles for the playoffs. Is that bad?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Who else do we have? Because did the Dodgers win the West?
I have no clue. That's why I'm doing this. Because I know the Orioles won and are in. So let's just do that. I know something happened to Texas Rangers where they were going to get a higher wild card or something, and then they didn't because of the Astros. God, or maybe that was a division thing.
It's infuriating.
It really is.
Orioles won the East. Twins won the Central. I would not have guessed that.
I would have bet that didn't happen, but I guess I don't know.
Astros won the West with an identical record to the Rangers.
Okay, so that's what it was.
And then in the ML or the NL, Braves, Brewers, Dodgers. Dodgers big, Braves big. Okay, I mean, I feel like I have to be a Braves guy because I live close.
Well, Braves in the NL, Orioles in the AL. Let's pick those two teams
in the World Series. We'll figure it out later.
Because I do root for the Braves in the playoffs, just like I root for the Chicago Blackhawks in the playoffs.
Okay, I'll join you on that. I have an Orioles hat. I love the hat. I love the throwback to the Orioles logo. Okay, it's settled. It's decided then. Okay, well, that is our Starseed Cut for the week. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody we got to talk to and meet and hang out with this weekend in Atlanta. It was so much fun. We gave out some bracelets that we mentioned, so hopefully people got some of that action going on. But we'll be back later this week with the regular recurring episode. And as always, I'm Knox, he's Jason. We'll see you next time.